This is Steph. Up next at 10 a.m. every Saturday morning here on the Club 1220, it's Voices in the Valley. But first, Rebecca Coles joins us from the farm store in Stillwater, Minnesota with Nature's Notebook. Good morning, Rebecca.
Burr, good morning.
I know. Can you believe that cold snap we had?
I know, it's awful.
And then it goes to, like, pretty warm. That's crazy. It's been like a, I don't know, 40-degree jump in the weather.
Right.
Which is just insane. So, but winter is here, right?
Winter has finally arrived, Stephanie. It came on Wednesday, and typically it's what we call the winter solstice. Now, there's good news and bad news around the solstice, and of course, the bad news was that this is the shortest day of the year. Okay, that's the bad news.
Okay, that is
gone,
bad.
So forget about that. But now the best news is that from here on out, the days will slowly begin to get longer. In fact, the difference, Stephanie, between daylight from December 21st to the longest day of the year, which is June 21st, which is about 9 hours.
Oh, wow.
9 hours more of sunlight. Yes. And of course, that's why it gets warm and all that stuff. But for those of you nerds out there who's like, well, what is that? Why does that happen? Well, this is the time of the year where the sun is right on top of the Tropic of Cancer.
Okay.
And if that makes no sense to you, it just basically means that the North Pole is tilted farthest away from the sun, which is about minus 23.5 degrees outwards for those of you who are counting. So this is what happens. It tilts away. And then, of course, if you live in the southern hemisphere, the exact opposite is occurring. It's the longest day of the year. So if you're in Australia, you are celebrating some warm weather. But like I said, now it's going to start tilting back. And, of course, it will eventually start getting warmer here. But who cares? We're enjoying the snow. It's beautiful weather. And, you know, we've got ice castles getting ready to be lit up down on the St. Croix River. So we invite everybody to come out and see the development of these ice castles, which has been really fun to watch.
Oh, really interesting to see those, and definitely a fun activity, no matter what day of the week it is. Well, I am so grateful to hear that we are going to be gaining sunlight instead of losing it. So thank you, Rebecca, for sharing that very, very good news. And that just means that the farm store down on Main Street is going to be even more well-lit every day that goes by as the sunshine goes down
on
it. All right. I love it. Thanks, Rebecca. Stay tuned for Voices in the Valley following a local student news.
Reporting from the Shire, this is Alex Schreer from Stillwater Area High School. Winter break for Stillwater schools in Matamidi will occur from December 23rd to January 2nd. The Stillwater Junior Highs will become middle schools next year, serving 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. The Stillwater School Board recently approved Oakland Middle School and Stillwater Middle School as the school's official names beginning next fall. Ponies football defensive back Ben Peterson earned academic All-Star State honors. The players are selected by the Minnesota State Football Coaches Association for their outstanding football and leadership ability, plus academic excellence. The senior captain is just one of 20 players from Class 6A to earn this distinction. Ben is the 13th player in Ponies history to win the award. Matamidi seniors should spend some time over winter break looking at the Matamidi Area Educational Foundation Scholarships. The application deadline is February 6th. This past week at Matamidi High School, National Honor Society had a successful clothing drive in Matamidi High School Commons. The 9th Annual Celebration of Art and Science, called Da Vinci Fest, will be held on January 7th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Stillwater Area High School. The event is free and is sponsored by the Partnership Plan and Stillwater Area Public Schools. This is Alex Rear, podcast editor of Stillwater Area High School's Pony Express, reporting for the Shire Literary Center.
Local Student News is supported by Oak Meadows, a nonprofit senior living community. We offer independent living, assisted living, and memory care living options. We provide classes, games, friendly competitions, trips, and service opportunities for our residents to encourage ongoing social and emotional development with the goal to promote friendship. Further information can be found at www.oakmeadows.org. www.oak-meadows.org.
Today's episode of Voices in the Valley is supported by real estate consultant Wendy Gimple. Wendy Gimple's real estate experience spans over 15 years and now includes new construction, whole house remodels, and a background in decorating and staging. Her work remodeling homes has connected her with many professionals in the homing industry, including painters, plumbers, electricians, finishers, and cabinet who can alter home to client specifications. Wendy has a passion for real estate and for helping clients find and make their home a place of comfort, enjoyment, and complete satisfaction. www.wendygimple.com.
Well, hold your paper zip high.
Good morning and welcome to Voices in the Valley, where we celebrate the creative spirit and nurture the art of storytelling. My name is Steph, and today you are joining us for a special episode of Voices in the Valley. The Shire's audio drama team is preparing to launch #HushPodcast on iTunes after Christmas. And so we will look back at where we've come from and then look forward to see where we are going. It's all about the Hush backstory today, and we are here to fill you in. In addition to hosting Voices in the Valley, I, Steph, am also the executive producer of #HushPodcast, and I have asked the members of the Hush team to help me out as we explore all things Hush. To do that, we have a handful of members here that I am going to introduce. I'm going to start here with Lee, a junior, who both helps direct Hush and also voices the narrator. Hey, Lee.
Hey.
Also with us is Emma, one of Hush's head writers, and she plays the role of Andy.
Howdy.
Howdy, Emma. Glad you can join us.
Too.
And we have Calvin, who is our head composer. He is here with us as well. Welcome, Calvin.
Thank you. Hello.
It's good to have you here. And almost last, and certainly not least, we have Alex, who plays Officer Stu. Welcome, Officer Stu.
Hello.
And we have an unexpected guest who joined us. We have a Hush groupie who came along for the ride. Mason, welcome.
That's me. Thank you.
Well, Mason, you just feel free to pop on in with anything you care to say whenever you want to say it, all right?
Okay.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Well, to get us started, I'm going to read a summary off of the Hush Podcast website that Lee, woohoo, has created for us. And here's what it says. Hush is the tale of Dear Andromeda, a teenage girl who lives in the small Minnesota town of Edelin with her grandmother. That is, until her grandmother goes missing and Andy begins to hear a strange voice in her head that goes by the name of Silence. Soon, Andy and her newfound friends find themselves in great danger, meeting mysterious strangers and even traveling to other universes in an attempt to save Edelin and the entire world. Or more likely, save other worlds. An original Shire production, Hush is a sci-fi series written, performed, and produced by teenagers from the St. Croix River Valley. And when I say written, performed, and produced, I mean these students originate everything. Tell me about that, one of you awesome Hush team members.
Well, we actually started the idea of creating a student-run podcast in February. The Shire held a class, and in that class, we had come up with a 15-minute radio play that became the prologue of what is now Hush. Now, this prologue is not in canon with what we have today. It's actually very different, but we took some of the original ideas and the original characters, and we edited it and made it for our season and series that we now have.
Well, and let's just pause there, because even though it's no longer canon, as you say, the prologue did have some pretty significant things that came about with it. And so let's just listen to a little segment at the intro of the prologue.
It is an April evening in Edelin, Minnesota. The sun yawns, and its rays settle into the sleepy river that hems in the village. A mist pushes through the current. It pauses briefly above the waters and then thickens its intentions to a murky vapor that begins to rotate towards Main Street's brick storefronts. I am Silence, and I am everywhere.
Ooh, I love the voice of Silence. Lee, tell me, who is Silence? And I just have to say, Lee, you were the one who cast Silence. You found Zach, who is the actor who plays our Silence. Tell me a little bit about the role that Zach plays.
Well, for one thing, as soon as we started looking for actors, my mind immediately went to Zach for Silence. I already knew he had a great voice for it. But as for who Silence is, he's basically this eerie voice in Andromeda's head. And unfortunately, I can't say much about him because a lot of it is spoilers. But he is very cool and very powerful, and he's a lot of fun to write.
And he is one of the main characters, along with Andy, who stayed with us. The prologue, as Emma mentioned, became a prompt for episode one of Hush. Episode one was made possible because we received a grant from the St. Croix Valley Foundation to put on a live show that included getting direction from Alan Freckman, a veteran of Prairie Home Companion. So that was pretty cool. And certainly performing live has a whole different feel to it that we'll talk to about in a moment. But first, let's continue on with Silence a little bit, because the episode one, Don't Cry Over Cold Tea, begins with an interaction between Silence and Andy. Let's go ahead and play that one.
Grandma's going to kill me. It's so dark.
I hope you're good at apologizing.
Who's there?
You're there.
No one's here. This is creepy.
Yes, it is.
Okay, it's official. I'm going crazy.
Pardon, I thought I heard you say you were going crazy.
I did.
Lie number one, you're not going crazy.
Thanks.
You're already crazy.
You know, I'm just going to ignore you. You're just a voice in my head.
Yes, I am. You should really clean this place more often.
My head is fine, thank you.
Lie number two, your head is not fine.
I don't need this. I just want to apologize to my grandma and go to bed.
Well then, it's a good thing you've reached your home.
That's weird. Why is the door open?
And that was a part of the live performance. Emma, maybe you could speak on what it's like to perform in front of an audience at the Water Street Inn.
Yeah, it was a great experience. That was one of my first experiences with the microphones and acting and having people listen to me talk on stage. And it was great. I loved the cast, and it was really cool to get acting direction from Randy and Calissa and Alan. And so it was just a really great experience to begin my acting career. And then it was a really cool way to start Hush and to start off our season.
Yeah, and in addition to getting direction from Alan Freckman, we also got direction from the Zephyr Theater's artistic director, Calissa Hall, and then Randy Berger, who is a professional actor. And they provided the coaching to help that production sound really cool. And Alan, of course, with his experience at Prairie Home Companion, was able to help us produce some sound effects for the live show that were pretty cool. In particular, there was one very involved scene involving a slingshot where Andy is looking for some clues to the disappearance of her grandmother, and Zach has some other ideas of what he should be doing. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Focus.
Focus, Zach. Help me look through these boxes.
What are we even looking for?
I don't know.
Oh, why did I just find a crossbow?
I'm trying to sort through these boxes if you'd like to help.
But I'm holding a crossbow.
Are you nuts? Put that down.
Whoa, slingshot. Andy, check it out, a slingshot. Duck! Oh. Olay.
And all of those sound effects were produced live at the time. When we record an episode for a podcast now, we aren't recording live. We are doing Foley work post-production sound effects after the fact, and also bringing in music for transitions. And the momentum, though, from the live show, and you could hear the audience there in the background enjoying it, carried us through to episode 2 and really cemented the thought that we were going to write a whole season of Hush. And in fact, I think there are plans for season 2 and 3 if we get there. Is that right, Lee?
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Well, so then we had to find a recording space because we weren't at the Water Street Inn with all the professional equipment that Alan and crew brought. And so we had kind of a makeshift endeavor thanks to the generosity of many wonderful people, including Jesse at KLBB. But our space was at an art studio, and it was a little hollow-sounding, and it wasn't a sound room, but we made do, and, you know, we learned a lot of stuff along the way. But despite that, we had some great moments. There is a war world scene that Andy has slipped into thanks to a portal. She meets a young boy there, and while the bombs explode, she's trying to save this child. He's lost from his parents, and it's quite dramatic. So let's go ahead and listen to a scene from Into the Attic.
Come on, take my hand. Finn, watch out. Not good, not good, not good. Finn, where are you? Finn!
That, in the words of one listener, was a scene called epic. Yes. You know, our groupie there, would you care to comment, Mason?
I was just going to be... totally agree with the epic statement.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome the way those sound effects were layered and what we did with that. And, you know, but in addition to drama, we have some light moments and some comedic happenings. And, you know, Officer Stu is in the room. He is played by Alex, as I mentioned before, and he represents, well, some of Edelin's finest. The whole story takes place, or I shouldn't say the whole story, some of the story takes place in Edelin, Minnesota, a quaint little town with a police department that is, well, let's just call them endearing. Hey, Alex, tell us about Officer Stu.
Well, Officer Stu is kind of this weird, I guess kind of silly, doesn't really always know what to do. And he has a little dog named Beef, which he really wants to be a attack dog, but really never will be a police dog. So, yeah. And he really loves Trainer Terry.
Yes, Trainer Terry from Happy Hound. So Officer Stu wants to, well, he really wants a canine police dog, but the force of Edelin just doesn't have the money or the capacity to do that. So Officer Stu has a pet pug, Beef, that he wants to train in, and Trainer Terry is his hope for doing that. So let's just listen to Officer Stu and Beef, who is played by a seventh grader named Lily. Listen to Happy Hounds.
Quiet, Beef. We're not leaving Miss Violet's house until Andy shows up. I take my job very seriously, you know. When Chief Boo says get Andy's statement, you get Andy's statement. Maybe she'll come back here.
Woof, woof.
Beef.
Ref?
You know what time it is? It's time for Trainer Terry.
Next up on WXYZ, our favorite canine expert, it's Happy Hounds with Trainer Terry. Obedience tips for the self-actualized dog.
Pete, this is going to be a good one.
So you heard Officer Stu there listening to Happy Hounds while sitting in his squad car. He was supposed to be scoping out a crime scene, but was a little bit too involved with Trainer Terry, and things were happening inside that house that Officer Stu had no idea about. The four friends were in the attic, and that gives us pause to consider four of the main players in this Hush podcast series that we have going. Let's see here. Lee, would you tell us a little bit about the four friends?
Sure. So first off, we have Andy.
Hello.
And yes, played by Emma here. She's kind of the main character. She's had a tough time because her parents went missing recently, and now her grandmother's gone missing, and she's hearing a voice in her head. in a new town. It's not ideal.
Yeah. She's not getting a lot of sympathy either. I think she is viewed as a whiny little wannabe brat.
She's not having a fun time. Then there's Rachel, who is part of the family that Andy has gone to live with. And Rachel's kind of mean. And
no, Rachel is mean.
She's mean. that's a lot of her character. She does care about her sisters, though, even though she pretends not to. Then there's Ben and Zach, and they are best friends. And Zach has kind of befriended Andy. He's really nice and sweet, but he does need to learn how to not always tell everyone else's secrets. It's a bit of an issue he has.
He's definitely the gossip of the group.
Yeah. And then Ben's kind of, he's a class clown type character. And he's crushing on Rachel, but.
And that is a perfect segue into our next clip, which comes from episode 3, Stranger Danger. Ben and Rachel, of all things, are discussing Vaseline. Let's hear what they have to say.
Rachel, have you bust that table yet?
Rachel, I really think we could do it.
Ben, there is no way Zach would ever let us cover him in Vaseline.
It's not a question of if he would let us or not. It's a question of whether or not we're skilled enough to let us catch him off guard.
You're such an idiot. No, I will not help you gather a buttload of Vaseline.
Aw, come on, Rachel.
No!
Rachel, table 8 is waiting on you, honey.
Okay, then, there's investigating to be done. More clues to look for.
No!
It won't be any fun without the Watson to my Sherlock.
Too bad. I have a job, you know.
Rachel! Table 3 is waiting on their coffee.
I'm sorry, I'll be right there.
I love that you're a waitress here. Now I can hang out here while you work.
I'm gonna quit.
I love that scene. And that scene does a good job of introducing as well another segment of what we do here on the podcast, which is music. Music is a vital part of Hush. It provides not only the theme music to bumper the beginning and the end of the show, but also offers transitions. You heard a little musical clip at the beginning of that last scene. That is the Edelin music that lets us know that we are entering the quaint town of Edelin and what we're doing. And I'm going to play a clip here in a moment that starts out with another bit of music that will tell us that it leads us into the caves. But first, I want to reintroduce Calvin, our head composer, and just mention what he does. So Calvin, as the head composer, both creates original music that we use for transitions, but he also makes determinations of what pieces of music are going to go where. So Calvin, tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, it's great. Working with this team and seeing how, like, seeing it all come together is great. Like, listening to the podcast and when it all just comes together, it feels so great. And the social experience in this podcast has also been great. I've loved working with this.
I know that you all have become not only teammates, but good friends as well. And that certainly is one of the most wonderful things about this process. And, you know, this next clip that we're going to listen to comes out of episode 3, Stranger Danger. Andy confronts a stranger in the town who she suspects of being involved with some pretty devious activities, despite what her friends might think. And the music in this really establishes the mood and the tone. And if you listen real close to it at the beginning, you'll hear what sounds almost like drops, and that mirrors what you're going to hear in the cave when you enter the cave. So let's go ahead and play that clip, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
It didn't take long for you to return to the cave.
Where is she?
Hello to you, too.
You!
Me!
Two visitors in one day are a dime popular.
Vega, right? That's your name. Hey, get your flashlight out of my eyes.
You're all covered in ash. Interesting.
You broke into my house. Interesting. Stop circling me.
What is this? Is that a star on your neck?
Don't touch me. Back off. Why do you care about some birthmark?
It's abnormal.
Yeah, it is. Like you.
So you can hear how the music at the beginning sets up the mood for what is to follow with the confrontation between Vega and Andy. So the plot is thickening. We have a lot of things going on, including episode 4. It's not what it looks like. Andy has been put on what could almost be called house arrest because she seems so disturbed by everything going on. And she's trying to escape. And some of these quaint, creative characters that we have get in her way. We have Kelvin the Cat, who is played by Jack, who I believe is only like 11 years old. He's only in fourth or fifth grade. And then we also have a bird named Hobbs that is played by a little whistle that is done again by Lily. So let's listen as Andy's trying to sneak out of the house. She wants to try to get back to the caves in order to save the little boy lost in the war world.
Got it!
Meow?
No, Kelvin, you can't come with.
Meow?
You can't come either. Don't follow me. Go back inside.
Did the canary kill the cat? What's going on out there?
Crap. I've got to get you back inside. What's going on? Why is this door open? Did the cat open it? Andy, what are you doing here? How did you get out? How long have you been gone for?
It's not what it looks like.
Honey, we need to talk.
Meow.
It really isn't what it looks like, not only in that scene, but also as Officer Stu and Mary Lou go to the caves, there's been a report of an explosion, and they are on the case. Let's hear what happens.
Wow, this place gets chilly.
It's a cave.
I'll check this way.
I'll clear the area. Shout if you get shot.
Will do.
First passage clear.
Second's a dead end. Clear.
Hang on. What is this?
Third way seems to go a ways. Should I follow it? Say, have you noticed how sparkly the ash is? Sparkly weird.
Stu, get over here.
What is it? Are you okay?
What does this look like to you?
Scrap metal.
Maybe you don't know. I think it's an exploded grenade.
Oh, well that explains where the explosion came from.
No, it doesn't. Where the heck did it come from?
Maybe it fell in here?
Somebody had to have thrown it. But who?
That Gerber girl.
No way. She's a kid, and while I don't believe for a second that her and her friend were just playing hide and seek, I don't think she set off a bomb. The two of them were too spooked. But you know what I do think?
What?
I'll bet one of them saw who it was, and I'll bet whoever they saw was involved in the old kidnapping case.
This is solid stuff. Maybe we can actually convince Chief Boo to open it back up again.
Speculations, theory, that's all. Not enough to arrest on. But it's a lead, and a better one than we ever got back when it first started. Let's head back to the station.
And that's where we have left our podcast. We have written episode 5. We'll be recording it soon. Up next, writing episode 6 and creating that. So we have gone from a prologue that served as the prompt to Hush to a live show to record a podcast that moved from a makeshift situation to then episodes 3 and 4. We were able to record in the professional studios of Rick Vogelpohl. And we also began with a professional producer of our shows, and then Emily, a senior, has started putting the shows together with us and for us, putting the sound effects, layering those up, and mixing the whole thing together. So Emma and Alex and Kelvin and Groupie Mason and Lee, what's up next for you guys?
In life? In Hush?
In Hush.
In the afterlife?
Whatever you care to answer, Emma.
Oh boy, how long do we have?
1 minute.
Well,
I mean, I personally hope to continue with Hush through college until it ends, and then hopefully whatever radio shows or whatever else the Shire does next.
Yeah, I think it'll be really cool in the next couple of years to see Hush progress and see how much we can grow, looking back on how far we've grown already.
And I'll be here to tag along, as always.
And Mason is our groupie. Woohoo, Mason. What about Kelvin and Alex? You care to add anything before we sign off here?
I'm planning on expanding the musician base for Hush because we need more musicians, and having a larger musician base means more music, and more music means better podcasts.
I plan to act throughout the year, but I'm going to a mystical land in Wisconsin for college, so I won't be able to stick around with Hush.
Yes, and so we're going to have to write Officer Stew in a different direction, which we will figure out, so stay tuned for that excitement as well. Well, thanks for listening. When you are not immersed in Hush, make sure to listen to Voices in the Valley, a radio show celebrating the creative spirit and nurturing the art of storytelling. We'll soon be on iTunes too. But in the meantime, subscribe, rate, and review Hush by finding Hush or hashtag Hush Podcast on iTunes. Until next time, we're all going to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.